This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, you went 1-for-2 on your prediction.
50% is not too bad, you know.
I almost thought you were going to go 2-for-2.
Yeah, I thought I had it in the bag, but you hockey guys decided you wanted to make a little money and play a little hockey.
Won't make me any money. I'm spending money.
Yeah, yeah.
On a radio salary, come on.
So real quick, you follow it closer than I did.
Yeah.
49-game season, is that
48.
48.
Okay. Well, if they can get everything ratified, they could have 50.
Yeah.
But sounds like 48.
Yeah.
So, I know the first game is going to be sold out. After that, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
So, but it's good to have the Blues back on ice. So,
see how hungry the hockey fans are.
Well, Blues are supposed to be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
So, we have a couple of good guests. It's like Beauty and the Beast again. Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College are our guests, and we'll have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from Lincoln Land Community College is Leslie Johnson and Tish Miller. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello.
And we are here to talk about Lincoln Land Community College. And let's talk of whoever wants to take it. How are things going right now, Tisha?
Things are going well, Tobin. We're busy.
By the way, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I've missed a couple.
It's been a while.
It has. things at the college are gearing up for our spring 2013 semester. It's just right around the corner. We had a nice holiday recess, but everybody's back. Our students will be back next week for the beginning of classes. We still have a variety of classes that are open. If anyone's interested in registering, it's not too late. Some of the classes that we'd like to see some more enrollment in are business law, employability skills, introduction to American government and state and local government. We also have a CNA class in Hillsboro that's going to begin in March and run through May. Usually that's a very popular class. So
what is CNA? Is that
certified
nursing?
Nursing assistant.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So we're anxious if anyone would like to register, just to give us a call. We'd like to have them out.
One item on your agenda there that caught my eye, and I wonder how we ever feel comfortable that we are truly or have been introduced to American government.
American government, yeah, that's a general education core. It's a requirement for all degrees, so it's a very popular class.
One thing I learned when I was in college, I totally forgot you had to take the Constitution test again during the college. Is that you still have to take that again?
You know, it's part of that American government class.
Right.
So yeah. I wouldn't say that you actually have to sit down and test
for it, but
it's included.
I thought that was a requirement, that it was like there was a phase in high school and a phase in junior high that you had to take it.
Yeah.
And then one more time in college.
In college, it's included in that American government class.
Okay.
So it's not a test that you actually have to come another day and sit down and take.
That American government class, is that just, I'm assuming, obviously, it goes through the process of how a law becomes a law and all that stuff. How detailed is this?
Well, it's on the national level. Compared to like a state and local government class that we offer would be more geared towards communities, smaller communities, counties, and cities. Leslie, do you have any information on the American government class?
Well, each instructor can kind of do a little spin on it, but sometimes it depends on what is actually happening at the federal level. With the elections, I think they focused a little bit more on the elections for the fall 2012 semester.
Mm-hmm.
For the spring, they're looking at how bills become laws and kind of things that you suggested. So it kind of depends, but they can do a little bit more emphasis on certain things that are happening so that students can understand by watching if they want to C-SPAN or if they want to kind of look on the news to figure out and kind of talk about those issues.
That's how I spend my evenings, watching C-SPAN.
A couple questions that would come to mind, ladies, is while we're discussing some things that's on the agenda. These classes are available for anyone who wishes to participate in them, is that correct?
Correct.
And like this, we'll take, for instance, Introduction to American Government. How long a course is this?
It's a 16-week course. It's offered a couple different ways. We have one course that's offered Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. It's 1 hour per day. It's also sometimes offered in just a one-day format. So you just come and meet from like 1 to 4:50 one day a week.
Okay. And then moving on, a couple of things here. We went from the holiday season to the tax season. Wow. Just kind of a friendly reminder that you're supposed to file your FSA form, I guess, when you're filing your taxes. Tell us a little bit about that. And what is FAFSA?
Well, FAFSA, you will probably hear us refer to it as the FAFSA. It stands for the Federal Application for Student Aid. So when you are completing your taxes, you can actually link to the IRS's website and have your tax information imported into the FAFSA. And the FAFSA is something that we encourage all students to do. It's how you apply for federal Pell grants as well as student loans. So you want to do that as soon as you get your taxes done, because some of the grants, especially the state grants, for instance, the MAP grant, those funds will run out by February. So they run out early. So the sooner you get your taxes filed and the sooner you complete your FAFSA, the more likely you are to get more grants.
And these grants, with the economy the way it is on both the federal government side and the state side, not as prominent as what they used to be, correct?
With the federal government, they have stayed pretty consistent with how what a student's expected family contribution is in order to qualify. But as Tisha mentioned, the state of Illinois, they keep moving up the deadline, so potentially less students qualify for that monetary aid program grant.
Oh, easily for them to miss a deadline.
Exactly.
I see what they did there.
So that's why we encourage students to do that as soon as possible, so that way they can ensure that they will be eligible for that extra state of Illinois grant.
Okay. And then, of course, we're moving right along, summer and fall. Summer registration already?
Summer and fall registration. It's not open at this time. It'll be open at the end of April. We are already planning classes, though, but it is time to start thinking about that. So if you have your spring schedule down already, you want to consider what you want to take for summer and fall. You want to think about making an appointment with Leslie, who's our advisor at Litchfield, and she can sit down with you beginning in April and schedule some classes
What kind of classes are being thought of for the summer and fall?
Well, I don't want to kind of toot my own horn, but we have actually already scheduled them. We are in the process of making the forward, the big document that goes out to every household in Lincoln Lands District. So the schedule's already been made, but we are offering a lot of the similar classes, mostly general education classes at Litchfield for the summer and fall semester.
Okay. And that's hard to believe how fast those classes get booked up. I mean,
yes,
man.
I'm already working on
spring 2014. We're already in winter. Now you're thinking summer?
Makes your life go by quickly. You're always thinking ahead.
It's around the corner. Get your seed catalog out.
Well, Old Settlers is next week. You didn't know that?
Yeah, well, it seems like it'll be next week. Looking at your schedule of available subjects here, for someone who maybe is in a little bit of doubt where they might fit into these, is there counseling or some type of information available to them at Lincoln Land that might help them make a decision on what they actually want to do?
Yes, there is. Actually, if you're a new student with Lincoln Land and you're seeking a degree or certificate, we actually require our new students go through an orientation where we cover all of the topics that you mentioned, Uncle Ralph. And for someone who's already been in college, if they need a little advice on what they want to do during their career, Leslie's available to help them. And she has several resources for them to help them make that decision on what they'd like to do in life.
I've always wanted to know this because we've talked about this before, that the community college aspect of it helps a lot of kids get their gen eds done, and that what's the ratio of people that say sign up for Lincoln Land and then I guess maybe stick with you for 2 years and then maybe go to another, like a bigger university to complete it? What's the ratio of that, or is there a way to track that?
Yeah, we track the difference between transfer students and occupational students. The occupational being the one who take their degree at Lincoln Land and then go immediately to work. And I think it's about 60-40, Tobin. I think about 60% of our students transfer and about 40% stay here or take a certificate or occupational degree and join the workforce.
And enrollment at Lincoln Land, is it up or are we pretty much remaining consistent?
We're consistent, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about upcoming events. Family Fun Night, sponsored by the Lincoln Land Community College Loggers Activities Board. Who wants to take it?
I'll take that.
All right.
So the Logger Activities Board, it's at the main campus, but it does provide events and community events for Lincoln Land students as well as community members. We have received funding to have some of these events down here in Litchfield and also Taylorville. We're going to be having a family fun night on January 26th, in which we will be showing a kid-friendly movie at 6 o'clock. Have some small games happen, and then we'll also be showing more of a college-themed movie at 8 o'clock. So we're kind of getting people, we want people to come out to Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield to be comfortable, and so that way if they are interested in, you know, pursuing their educational career,
they So you're going from Toy Story to TED. Wow.
You know what? I didn't say TED, but I heard it's funny, and I have seen it, but we haven't decided on the movies yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm just I'm throwing the analogy there.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along, community education workshops. Start a new year with a new attitude. That's on the 23rd. That's fast approaching.
It is. Rachel Pranger, who's a physician assistant, is going to teach participants techniques that will help pave the way to a new attitude and a huge gratitude. It's one of our try-it classes, and our try-it classes are just one-time classes where you try it and see if you like it. They're a very low-cost class. That the start the new year with a new attitude is only $15. So a couple other community ed courses that we have coming up is called Once Called Chocolate. It's Still Life with Carolyn Owen Summer. And I don't know if you remember last spring, Tobin, but we had an art show at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. It was actually held, a part of it was a night of networking with the Litchfield and Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. And Carolyn Owen Summer was the artist there. She's going to be hosting another community education workshop. So if you came to the art show, you liked Carolyn, please join us for our community education workshop that will be held March the 2nd. From 8:30 to 12:30.
Sorry. Okay. That's basically what, art made out of chocolate?
The class is first, they will paint a still life with a chocolate twist that will look nice in a dining room or kitchen. So that's
be
the
good
description.
Enough, you'll want to eat it.
That's right, Tobin.
Okay. Uncle Ralph's favorite, belly dancing.
That's right.
That's on March 21st.
March 21st, yes. And that's also a try-it class, $15 for that, 6:30 to 7:45. Mm-hmm. And then we have an ongoing community education class because there's always a need for it, it seems. It's private computer coaching. So, for instance, a gentleman came into Litchfield yesterday. He'd bought a new computer but wasn't really sure how to operate it, wasn't comfortable using it. So we can sign him up for a course. It's a two-hour course. He'll sit down with our private computer coach, and she'll show him how to the ins and outs of his new computer system. So it can be very specialized to whatever the student needs.
And that's an industry that has changed the game, not only on the college level, but in life in general, because, you know, college level, you got online courses that you can take now. The computer industry now, you look at the way that's changed, it's night and day different from what it was even 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's always changing, that's for sure. Yes.
Okay. So we got computer class. That's basically, you call to schedule that one, and then take the stage auditioning 101.
Yeah, that's for our youth. Grades 3 through 6 can come out and audition. We have the huge auditorium over in Litchfield, so
you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So we're going to utilize it on March 2nd from 9 to 11:45, and so it's actually the same day as our chocolate, the Still Life with Carolyn Owen Summer. So if a parent wanted to go to for the painting class, then the kids could be over learning how to audition. So those would work nicely together.
Grades 3 through 6, we might qualify for that, Tobin.
I think we can. Yeah. So a lot of great activities coming up out on the Litchfield campus, and there's still more.
There's still more.
Chili lunch and upscale resale, that's on the 27th.
Yeah. We are working with PauseCare to have this fundraiser for them. So it's a chili lunch. Lunch would be $7. And you actually get a lot with your lunch. You get chili, hot dog, chips, drink, and dessert. So that's a pretty good deal for $7. They'll be on Sunday, January 27th from 11 to 3. Mm-hmm. So you can come get lunch and then also look around to see what is available as a resale option. Because, you know, it's too cold to have yard sales. So we're going to kind of have a very upscale yard sale inside.
And of course, PauseCare is a great organization, mm-hmm. one of many in the Montgomery County area, and this is going to help out for a great cause. Mm-hmm. How much is the chili?
It's $7 for the entire meal.
That's not too bad.
No, it's a pretty good deal, I think.
That's not too bad. Other activities, essay contest for area high school juniors and seniors. Who wants to...
Well, each year for Lincoln's birthday, we celebrate at Lincolnland. It's kind of in honor of our college's name. So we have an essay contest for our high school, our local high school juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. The award will be a $300 bookstore gift certificate to our bookstore there at Lincolnland. So if a student's planning on attending Lincolnland after high school, it's a great opportunity to have your books covered. So for our students at the center, we offer we're going to have a scavenger hunt this year, and we're also going to be having sort of a birthday party. We'll have refreshments and drinks and just some general information about Honest Abe.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And then the Lunch and Learn series, February 19th, March 19th, and April 16th.
Yeah, this is something new we're doing at Lincolnland in Litchfield. We're going to have several presenters come in. Well, three presenters come in and talk about a variety of topics. So all those presentations will be from noon to 1, so mm-hmm. a business person could come out and have a free lunch on us. It's open to our students as well as the community, so anyone that's interested is welcome to attend. We'll have more information on those on our website, and you can also call the center.
Okay. And, of course, you know, one thing we need to mention, how often, and Uncle Ralph, you know this as well as I do, how often that campus in Litchfield is used. I know that auditorium, whenever mm-hmm. there's, you know, it's a big city council meeting when it gets moved from the council chambers to the Lincolnland Auditorium. but debates are held out there all mm-hmm. the time. I'm sure that with the mayoral elections coming up in April, I'm sure that's probably going to be scheduled soon.
Yes, we are thinking of having a candidate forum for that.
See, right there.
There you go.
you know, city council meetings have always been, not always held there, but in case of big events, always held there. I mean, it's amazing how much that campus is utilized. And it's a great asset to the city of Litchfield, not only for the city of Litchfield, but for Montgomery County as well.
And it's easily accessed, it, mm-hmm. you know. It's easy to get to, and you're right, it does.
Except the first time I went out there, I took the wrong stoplight.
Oh, well.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I took. I think what happened was I took Oren Lane, and I thought where it drove past the
right.
theater, and
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, that will swing me out there.
No, it doesn't.
No, that's a roundabout, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. but yeah, I mean, but. After that, I mean, it was, mm-hmm. and it's a neat facility, and I'm glad to hear enrollment's pretty steady, activities always ongoing out there, and of course, we just, you know, fall and summer classes, the registration's going to be starting up soon, and Yeah, you know, it's just how many spots, some of these community workshops that we have, are there plenty of spots available for these? Or are there some that, you know, you might want to call now because it could be filled up by the time?
Yeah, most of the capacity on our community education workshops is about 16 to 20. So seating is limited in those. So the sooner you call, the better off you are.
And, of course, anyone with more information about the workshops, what's the number that they can call?
1-800-858-9193 or 324-2090.
And, of course, Leslie, if they want to find out any information regarding Lincoln Land Community College, what's the website?
You can go to www.llcc.edu/Litchfield.
All right, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Ladies, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming in, and always a pleasure having you in. And Tisha, welcome back. How's the, I don't want to get personal here, but a little bit, how's the baby?
The baby's doing well. Yeah, he's growing big. Already about 7 months old already now, yeah.
Next thing you know, he'll want a car.
That's right. Don't say that, Tobin.
Okay.
Changes your life a little bit, too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, yep.
Priorities change a little.
They do, yep.
So, yes.
No, it's always a pleasure being out here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely, and we'll have you back again soon. Mm-hmm. Uncle Ralph, we'll talk to you next week, my friend. And,
yeah.
We're working on a couple of big guests coming up soon, so look forward to that. And until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.